de Broadway a Gran Vía. Bienvenidos, hoy volvemos a rendir homenaje al gran compositor judío norteamericano Stephen Sondheim, escuchando el musical Company. Sondheim escribió la música y las letras de las canciones. El libreto es de George Firth. Y Company tiene varios elementos que la hacen muy especial. Y en 1970, el año de su estreno, resultaron muy sorprendentes y sentaron precedente para futuros musicales. Una de ellas es el argumento. Robert es un hombre soltero de 35 años cuyos amigos están todos casados. Un modo de vida que no parece gustarle especialmente, a pesar de que sus amigos le resaltan las ventajas del matrimonio. Como ven, no es una temática espectacular, tampoco épica, ni destartalada o especialmente absurda. En palabras de Sondheim, se trata de gente de clase media con problemas de clase media. La otra novedad de Company es el modo en que se desarrolla este argumento, pues no se trata del típico desarrollo lineal de introducción, nudo y desenlace, sino que son escenas o viñetas sueltas que se complementan para ofrecer el argumento en conjunto. Phone rings, door chimes, in comes company. No strings, good times, room hums, company. La historia comienza con una fiesta sorpresa de los amigos de Robert. En esta primera escena es en la que aparecen todos los personajes de la obra y donde queda clara la idea central de Company. Robert no piensa casarse nunca porque quiere ser libre. A partir de aquí se suceden diferentes escenas en distintos lugares en las que se muestra la relación de Robert con sus amigos y con sus novias. That's what it's really about. Really about. Bobby,
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, Bobby.
Bobby, Robert, darling.
Bobby.
Do me a favor.
Bobby, baby.
Name it Sarah.
Bobby, listen, pal, I'd like you up here.
Why me, Peter?
Bobby.
Bobby.
I need your advice.
Baby, can I call you back tomorrow?
Bobby, if you don't.
If the kids want to try.
Ginny, I could take them to the
zoo. Bobby, Bobby.
Bobby. You know, where have you been?
Come on over for dinner. We'll be so glad to see you.
That's what it's really about. Isn't it? That's what it's really about. Really about.
Por ejemplo, una de ellas nos muestra a Robert en casa de Jenny y David, una pareja bastante snob. Robert lleva un poco de marihuana para fumar. Jenny no para de hablar hasta que se da cuenta de que está colocada. En este estado, digamos, de alegría artificial, Jenny y David aprovechan para preguntar a Robert por qué no se ha casado todavía. Él se defiende. No es que no quiera casarse, es que no ha encontrado a la mujer ideal. De hecho, está tonteando con tres chicas preciosas, Katy, Marta y April. En el siguiente número musical aparecen las tres al estilo Andrew Sisters. You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy. So a person could be had. Then you leave a person dangling, sadly. Outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I can understand a person if it's not a person's bag to do. I can understand a person if a person was a bag to do. But worse than that, a person that titillates a person and it leaves her flat is crazy. He's a troubled person. He's a truly crazy. It's harder than a matador coercible trying to get you off of your rump. So single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull the hooks out of fish. Knock, knock, is anybody there? Knock, knock, it really isn't fair. Knock, knock, I'm working on my job. Zombies in my arms. Oh, that sweet affection. What is wrong? Where's the loose connection? How long, oh Lord, how long? Bobby, baby, Bobby, booby, Bobby. You could drive a person buggy. You could blow a person's cool. Like you make a person feel all huggy. Why you make her feel a fool? When a person says that you upset her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I can understand a person if he wasn't good and bad. Doo-doo. I can understand a person if he actually was dead. Exclusive you, elusive you. Will any person ever get the juice off you? You're crazy. You're a lovely person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted. Crazy. Otra situación que podemos ver en Company es la de Amy y Paul, una pareja que lleva años viviendo juntos y ahora están a punto de casarse. Amy, que es un poco neurótica, decide el mismo día de la boda por qué no piensa casarse.
me. Is everybody here? Because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do. And not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because it wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. Thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, but you should. Thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go? Why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick for christening, but please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear it. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who'll be ruining his life. You know, we'll both of us be losing our identities. I tell him, I'm an analyst about it, and he said to see your money, but my money will be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Watch me die like a lies on the ice. Look, perhaps I'll collapse in the abs right before you all. So take back the cake, burn the shoes, and fall the rice. Look, everyone, I can tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to bait. So if you want to see me bait, I'll do it happily. But wouldn't it be funnier to go and watch your funeral? Thank you for the 27 dinner plate, 37 butter knives, 47 bait boys, 57 cat holders.
One more thing.
I'm not getting married.
But
I'm not getting married. See, I'm not getting married. Still, I'm not getting married. I was praying that we're not getting married today.
Al comienzo del segundo acto, volvemos a la escena inicial del cumpleaños de Robert. Todas las parejas hablan entre sí acerca de Robert y de que es un amigo ideal.
When you've got friends like mine. Isn't it warm? Isn't it rosy? Side by side.
Isn't that a cutie?
By side.
Isn't he a cutie?
Ports in a storm, comfy and cozy, side by side.
He never loses his cool.
By side.
I envy that.
Everything shines. How sweet. Side by side. By side. Parallel lines who meet.
nobody's nosy, side by side.
He is just crazy about me.
By side.
He's a very tender guy.
You make the drinks and I'll bring the posy, side by side.
He's always there when you need him.
By side. One is lonely and two is boring.
Oh.
Think what you can keep ignoring. Side.
He's my best friend.
By
what?
Side.
I mean next to my
by
husband.
By side.
Stay exactly the same.
Sharing a tear, bending a shoulder.
You know what comes to my mind every time I see him?
But
the Seagram's building. Isn't that funny?
Ain't we got fun? No strain.
You know, sometimes I catch him looking and looking. I just look right back.
Permanent sun, no rain. Forbids anything bitter.
A person like Bob doesn't have the good things, and he doesn't have the bad things, but he doesn't have the good things.
Being the kids as well as the sitter.
Let me make him a drink.
Yeah.
He's the one guy I know I feel should drink more.
One's impossible, two is dreary, three is company, safe and cheery, side.
He always looks like he's keeping
by
score.
Side.
Who's winning, Robert?
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door and see all the crazy married people.
How would we do without you? How would we ever get through?
What would we do without you? How would we ever get through? Should there be a marital squabble, available bubble, be there with the glue. Who could we open up to? Secrets we keep from guess who? Who is so safe and who is so sound? You never need an analyst with Bobby around. Wishes, who helps with the dishes and never says boo? Who changes subjects on cue? Who cheers us up when we're blue? Who is a flirt but never a threat? Reminds us of our birthdays, which we always forget.
Just what you usually do.
Right! You sit with us, you share with us, you hit with us, you bear with us, you.
Okay now, everybody is a
Al final, Robert se enfrenta a las parejas. ¿Para qué casarse? ¿Para qué fingir cosas que en realidad no te gustan? ¿Para qué engañarse si ningún matrimonio es feliz? Pero todos responden que no es solo eso, es también desear que alguien comparta tu vida y alguien a quien ayudar y también a quien herir, alguien que te haga sentir que estás vivo.
What do you get? Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add him up, Bobby, add him up.
Someone to crowd you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Will always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out the candles, Robert, and make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Lock me with breath. My days, but alone is alone, not alive. Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
semana que viene continuaremos en The Broadway a Gran Vía con un nuevo musical. Hasta entonces.
That's what it's really about, isn't it? That's what it's really about, really about.